In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. These words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians today are applied not only to mankind, who is subject to the reign of the cross of Christ, whether we be his allies or his enemies, but these words also apply to those invisible creatures, again, whether they be his allies or his enemies, those whom we know as the angels. On Monday, October the 2nd, as I mentioned, we celebrate the Feast of the Guardian Angels, our patronal feast day, as we celebrate those heavenly protectors and friends that God has given to us to light and to guard our way and to help lead us to our heavenly homeland. So this morning I would like to speak about these heavenly friends of ours, especially as we prepare for our patronal feast day tomorrow. Just generally speaking, the belief in the angels themselves is a dogma of the Catholic Church. It is, as it has been explicitly revealed to us on numerous occasions throughout the sacred scriptures, but is also held firmly by the sacred tradition of the Church. We know that the angels are incorporeal beings, that is, they do not have bodies, they are pure spirits, and they were created by God at the beginning of time. And they were created at some point before the creation of Adam and Eve. Now, some of the angels we know fell through rebellion against God, led by Satan, and these angels are called the fallen angels, or more commonly, they are called these days demons or devils. We know from sacred scripture that there are 9 choirs of angels, and one of which we celebrated this past Friday as we celebrated the Feast of the Archangels. The angels praise and they glorify God and they do his bidding out of love for him and out of submission to his will, out of that love for him. And some of them, known as the guardian angels, are given to us as special personal companions to lead us spiritually and to guide our way here on our earthly journey. The existence of the guardian angels is articulated by our Lord himself in Matthew 18. When he's speaking of the children who come to him, he says, "See that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Thus identifying a personal angel with these individuals he is talking about. Furthermore, Psalm 90, verse 11 says this, "For he has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." So we can see that based on the sacred scriptures, as well as the tradition of the church, that each of us has a guardian angel created at the very beginning of time and given to us in a special manner. So here's a few things about the guardian angels that's been spoken about by various theologians, church fathers, scripture scholars, and various saints as well, that tell us about who our guardian angels are and what their role is. But first and foremost, our guardian angels desire us to pray to them, to have that prayerful relationship with them. St. John Vianney once said that our guardian angels are our most faithful of friends because they are with us day and night, always and everywhere. We ought often to invoke them. The angels also preserve us from many unknown dangers to both soul and body, and they defend us against the temptations of the evil one. In relation to this, St. John Bosco once said, "When tempted, invoke your angel. He is more eager to help you than you are to be helped. Ignore the devil and do not be afraid of him. He trembles and flees at the sight of your guardian angel." The angels also inspire us with holy thoughts and prompt us to deeds of virtue in the service of Almighty God. Those little nudges that we kind of receive sometimes in our conscience is often attributed to our guardian angels. They also warn us of spiritual dangers, and they admonish us in our consciences whenever we sin. They unite with us in prayer, and they help to offer our prayers up to God. They defend us at the hour of our death against the last attacks of our spiritual foes. And they console the souls who are languishing in purgatory and then accompany those souls up to heaven once their time in purgatory is over. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque once had a vision of souls who were being consoled by their guardian angels in purgatory. The angels also teach us the virtue of humility and of reliance upon Almighty God, to hear so beautifully expounded upon in our second reading today from St. Paul, that even Christ himself humbled himself in order to save us, but also to teach us the importance of humility. And the angels are also with us at the celebration of every holy sacrifice of the Mass. Your guardian angel is with you right now, desiring, wanting to help you to participate, to pray better at the celebration of this Mass. Brothers and sisters, these angels are given to us by Almighty God truly as a gift. He does not give the angels to us to be our pets, but rather they are higher beings to be our friends and to lead us closer to God. And because they are not given to us as pets, we are not to name our guardian angels or treat them as pets, but rather to truly treat them as higher friends, as they indeed behold the face of God, our Heavenly Father, in heaven. So it's important that we should have a good, loving, holy relationship with our guardian angel, especially by living a good, holy, Catholic life and by not putting our angel to the test, by living foolishly or carelessly, especially when it comes to the care of the state of our immortal souls. So what are some of the ways that we can honor our guardian angels and develop a deeper relationship with them? Well, first and foremost, it is important that we pray to our guardian angels each and every day, to have that spiritual relationship with them and to depend upon their protection and their goodness towards us. Secondly, we should invoke them in time of temptation and in time of danger as well, imploring them for their protection. We should imitate their humility and their loving submission to God and to His will. And we should not be like the rebellious angels who want to tempt us to live however we want and to be rebellious. But rather, we should be like our guardian angels and humbly submit to the love of God. We should certainly pray to our guardian angels whenever we begin a journey. Maybe we're going to work or maybe we're going on vacation. We should implore our guardian angels to protect us and to guide us safely to our destinations. We can also ask them to help us with certain tasks, maybe around the house, or whether it be prayer or work or homework or whatever the case may be, to ask them to help us to guide those tasks to their end and to greater perfection. I would encourage all of you who are parents, grandparents, and godparents to pray to the guardian angels of your children, of your grandchildren, of your godchildren. To pray to the guardian angels of those individuals, to ask their angels certainly to protect them, but ultimately to lead them into a deeper relationship with Christ. And last but not least, ask your angel to assist you during the celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, to help you to pray better, to help you to participate better, and to unite your heart more closely with the sacrifice that is indeed being, and the glorious mysteries that are indeed being unfolded before us. God has given us these glorious heavenly friends to help us in our spiritual journey and to fight the good fight. And God loves us so much that He created your guardian angel just for you. The guardian angel that you have has been no one else's guardian angel. And your guardian angel will be no one else's guardian angel after you die. Your guardian angel was created just for you. So how beautiful and how magnificent that is. What an expression of God's love that is to us. That once He created the angels, He knew He was going to create your guardian angel and give you a guardian angel to help lead you to heaven. Don't waste your friendship with your guardian angel. Use it well. Utilize your friendship with your angel and grow in a deeper love of Almighty God through it, and use these spiritual allies in the fight against evil. And let us remember that beautiful and that simple prayer to our guardian angel that hopefully many of us have learned in our lifetimes. And let us pray that prayer each and every day to our guardian angel, that of Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side, to light and to guard, to rule and to guide. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.